أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء. After explaining the great quality of Allah Ta'ala, that His awe, His grandeur is so great that on the day of Qiyamah nobody, forget speaking anything, will dare to even intercede by Allah Ta'ala, ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us or forgive anyone else. Allah Ta'ala's great awe and greatness, if we realize that, immediately we hear the azan, our condition will change and we'll put everything to a dead stop, and now we will turn to going to the masjid, getting ready for namaz. As soon as we say Allahu Akbar and we start our namaz, no other thoughts will come in our mind. We won't have to ask for treatment. I get a lot of wasawis, a lot of stray thoughts. I can't concentrate in my namaz. The minute we realize this great awe and grandeur and absolute authority of Allah Ta'ala, our namazes will be of a complete different nature. When our namazes will be like that, our whole lives will be like that, in conformity with the laws of Allah. Then to observe any law of Allah will become very easy, and to break Allah's law will be very difficult. Otherwise, we will start doing what our nafs tells us, what friends tell us, what the people are doing to make people happy, and we'll forget the laws of Allah. It's only when Allah's greatness is in our hearts. The next, Allah Ta'ala explains another very, very great quality of Allah. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. جانتا ہے جو کچھ خلقت کے روبرو ہے اور جو کچھ ان کے پیچھے ہے. Allah Ta'ala knows perfectly well everything which is in front of people, which is behind them. That is figurative speech. In other words, Allah Ta'ala knows everything of us. What we have no knowledge about. How many cells in our body, how much of blood, how many liters of blood in our body, how much marrow in our bones, we know absolutely nothing about that. Allah knows it perfectly well. And Allah knows our whole system, our eyes, all the little veins in the eyes. We don't know, we have got no knowledge. We don't know what's the correct terminology. Allah will know it, and know it in medical terms, know it in scientific terms, know it in all the different languages, all at one at the same time. Allah does not have to check in any dictionary. Allah does not have to open any files. One leaf of a tree, how many veins it's got in it, and there are so much details in one leaf of a tree, the roots of the tree, the branches, everything, how many drops of water in the seas, how much are increasing, decreasing. Allah has got full knowledge of everything. So if we realize the knowledge of Allah, that Allah knows everything of mine, and I can't hide anything from Allah Ta'ala whatsoever. I can try and hide it even from myself. I don't want to think about it anymore. But you can't hide anything from Allah. Allah knows everything. And if this comes to a person, that on the day of Qiyamah, he will be presented of Allah in front of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will say, and everything of his life will be written down. Iqra kitab. Read your record of deeds for yourself. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. You can take your own account, you can see where you belong. Everything will be written. Everything Allah Ta'ala knows. There is nothing hidden from Allah Ta'ala. When we know that, we'll be very careful of our actions. If a person got a habit of stealing, for example, just for no reason, and he goes in a supermarket and he just takes something and he puts it in his pocket. He doesn't need it, nothing, but it's just a habit of his. Some people have got that habit. But the minute he knows the CCTV is being watched, now he won't do it. If we realize we are being watched by Allah Ta'ala, a person says, I've got lot of lust, and then I commit this guna and I commit that guna. The minute we know that Allah is watching me and Allah knows everything and Allah has got full qudrat that He can make me paralyzed now. Allah has got full qudrat that I'm looking at this woman, Allah can make me blind at this moment. Then a person will easily stay away from guna. It's a matter of knowing Allah and our lives will be corrected and regulated. Very hard for us to get up for tahajjud. But if we realize Allah is watching me and Allah Ta'ala knows when I'm getting up and Allah loves it and Allah is happy with me that I'm getting up for tahajjud. And now when I'm making my tahajjud, the great rewards, I'm doing night shift work. Middle of the night I'm getting up for tahajjud. A person who goes for night shift, he gets money. Perhaps he gets paid extra. He's working at night. But how much you are getting paid by Allah when you know the virtues of it and Allah is watching me and Allah will pay me for everything. The extra subhanallah I say, subhana rabbi al-ala in my sajda, Allah will reward me for that. Then to do all that will become easy. To read Quran Sharif, now we are lazy to read. We read one page, we read a quarter supara, and that's too much for us. But when we know the sawab for every letter what we are reading, then we will easily do much more. When we know Allah knows everything, all our things, Allah Ta'ala knows. Allah Ta'ala knows our standing up in namaz and the making of sajda, everything, and we know that it will become very easy to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. اور سب احاطہ نہیں کر سکتے کسی چیز کا اس کی معلومات میں سے مگر جتنا کہ وہی چاہے. And the whole creation, yuhitona, plural, all of them together cannot encompass, cannot know one thing of the knowledge of Allah. All of us together, one point, one small fine point of the knowledge of Allah, we cannot know it, we cannot encompass it, we cannot know the deals of it, the details of it, but what Allah wishes, how much Allah gives us. A person studies in any field, then he specializes more and more, and on one small thing, he becomes a great specialist. Now we say that he is a specialist in this field, but even in that field, how many doctors if you speak to, they say what we know is still nothing. They know a lot about the body, etc., biology, but they say what we know is still nothing. The more a person studies, the more he realizes the little I know. When a person doesn't know, he thinks I'm a know-all. But when he starts knowing, or even in our deen and sharia, hadith, one person might say that I know a lot of hadith. But when it comes to, for example, on one subject, the various ahadith, then you see he's very weak on that. And then to grade the hadith, which is a proper strong hadith, which is not so. To know all the rawis, the narrators of the hadith, in any field, man's knowledge is very little. You might have every person who is a very, very good hafiz, and everyone acknowledges him as such that he's a great hafiz. But for example, you ask him the 22nd ayat of the 31st surah, he's baffled. He doesn't know what's happening, where you are asking him from. And Allah's knowledge is complete, complete, complete. So such is Allah's knowledge. How much we have acquired, we know still very, very little. And it's only, and what we know also, and what we got, is what Allah has given us. Allah has given some people more knowledge than others, but whoever has got the most knowledge also, it is still nothing compared to the knowledge of Allah. The most knowledge was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but compared to the knowledge of Allah, that is also really nothing. How much Allah Ta'ala's knowledge is, Allah's that great knowledge. If we have that, we realize that quality of Allah, then our namazes, that Allah knows my standing, my ruku, my sajda, my salah, that quality of that namaz will be completely different. We are doing a transaction with somebody, buying, selling, we know Allah is watching and Allah knows everything. We won't rob the person. We won't small change the person, short change the person. We won't conceal any defects in the product. We will speak everything and that will bring a complete change. How much we know Allah Ta'ala, so much our lives will be corrected. And therefore it is very necessary that we make an effort, make dua an effort to gain the marifat, the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. In this ayat, Ayatul Kursi, and like other ayats also, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ شَهِدَ اللَّهُ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Wherever Allah has explained His great qualities, it is our duty to try and know Allah, and then we don't just believe in Allah, but we believe in Allah with all His qualities also. His qualities of His Qudrat, His qualities of His knowledge, His qualities of all the various qualities, our lives will change. Our ibadat's quality will become very great. And to practice deen will become extremely easy and enjoyable for that person. When he know who Allah is and for whom he's doing it, like a person works for a boss and he knows my boss is very, very hard, very stingy, and he's very strict also. You don't enjoy working for that boss. But you've got a boss who is very soft, very kind, and you just do a little bit extra, he gives you so much more. Then you enjoy working for that boss. How much we'll know Allah, and there is no being that can be more kind, more merciful, more rewarding than Allah Ta'ala. In fact, Allah Ta'ala says, what work you do, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ بِأَجْرُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. What you have done, we won't give you how much you did, but we will give you much, much more. And our work will always be faulty. Our namazes are faulty. Our tilawat is faulty. But we just try and do it, Allah will give us much more. And as far as quantity also, quality also. We made a niyat, I want to read one supara. We read one page. The phone rang and we went in a discussion of 20 minutes. My whole time of tilawat is finished. Allah will still give us the sawab of the whole supara. Allah made originally 50 namazes for us. Allah reduced it to 5. But Allah is still giving us, if we make the 5 times namaz, Allah is giving the reward of making 50 namazes a day. So Allah will give very greatly. It is for us to recognize Allah, and Allah has presented it to us in the whole Quran Sharif. And then we do Allah's ibadat, all our matters, talking with our family, playing with our children, all that will become greatly virtuous by Allah Ta'ala. The more we know Allah Ta'ala, Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.